Shin Yun closes a successful 2025 world tour. Shin Yun Performing Arts 2025 season took a final curtain call on May 11th in Philadelphia, Paris, Nashville, Tennessee, and Providence, Rhode Island. This year, New York-based Shin Yun's 8 companies performed for an estimated 1 million-plus theatergoers attending more than 760 shows. Shin Yun visited major cities across the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Australia to rave reviews. Rome pulled out all the stops for Shin Yun's first visit in almost 7 years, with the company receiving a welcome reception from Italian senators ahead of an appearance at the Teatro dell'Opera di Roma. The invitation was extended by Senator Giulio Terzi di Sant'Agata, president of the Senate's EU Affairs Committee and former Italian foreign minister. "This is something truly extraordinary," he said. "You represent beauty. You represent the divinity of the human being, and dance is the perfect expression of all this." Terzi described the performance as a perfect example of cultural diplomacy, using art and beauty as a medium to share universal values. Shin Yun is the bearer of a universal message of harmony, respect, and above all, freedom, he stated. In South Korea, Sisong District Council Chairwoman Gaiwa Cho described the performance as one that heals the heart, body, and spirit. "It was a mesmerizing and beautiful show that completely enchanted me," she said. "I feel truly fortunate to have seen this performance. It was incredibly meaningful and unforgettable. Through today's performance, I realized that human beings are capable of extraordinary abilities. I witnessed moments that felt almost beyond what we believe humans can do. In life, when we face difficulties, we truly need patience, perseverance, and endurance, and these qualities were clearly reflected in the performer's presentation." Delaware State Representative Lyndon D. Yurick attended Shin Yun at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia on May 10th, commending the artists and presenting them with a proclamation. "It's very refreshing. It's just a very amazing, powerful performance. The performers, their dedication and their artistry, as well as the dance and the singers," he said. He added that he opposed the Chinese communist regime's ongoing religious persecution of Falun Gong, and that Shin Yun shone an important light on this issue. "I'm motivated, energized, appreciative of what we have, all of our great privileges and freedoms that we have here in the United States, that unfortunately are still lacking in mainland China, and that many, many others do not have. We should never take these things for granted," Mr. Yurick said. "The show is a reflection of the peace and the harmony and what can be accomplished as we are great human beings together." Virginia State Senator Barbara Favola attended Shin Yun at the Kennedy Center in Washington on March 1st and said the stories conveyed something universal and profound. "It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. Very powerful, too," Ms. Favola said. She felt one of the takeaways was that if you live your values, you're eventually going to be happy, even though you will face a lot of challenges ahead. "I'm grateful I came," she said. Former Argentine Vice President Carlos Rukoff, a towering figure in the nation's political history, attended the performance alongside his wife at the Teatro Opera in Buenos Aires on April 17th. "The performance is spectacular, and its resistance to communism is equally commendable," Mr. Rukoff said. "I feel connected to these values and the feeling persists. I also experience beauty." Lieutenant Governor of Ontario Edith Dumont enjoyed the performance at the National Arts Center on April 20th and presented the artists a proclamation on behalf of the province of Ontario. "It's stories that go to your heart," Ms. Dumont said after seeing the performance. "The combination of the orchestra, the classical music, the classical dance, and at the same time, telling us stories that are 5,000 years old, I think it was something very moving." Hermann Turch, a member of the European Parliament for the Vox Party, felt Shin Yun having 8 companies was not nearly enough. "I think it's magnificent. I think it's very successful. I think it's just to be applauded, and the thing to do is to multiply it. I'm told there's 8 on stage all over the world. I wish there were 80, and I hope soon there will be 800, he said. Beautiful show, magnificent. It's very inspiring to recover this magnificent effort to really bring back the authentic China, the spiritual China, the China of a 5,000-year-old culture. We need to go back to dive into the memory of authentic China, the spiritual China. Some cities welcomed the performing arts company for the first time. Riga, the capital of Latvia, hosted Shenyun's historic debut in a former Soviet Union country. Larisa Polisohina, one of the wealthiest women in Latvia with commercial interests in the Baltic region, said, "Very beautiful, the colors are stunning, and the dance, of course." Paris enjoyed Shenyun's longest run from April through May. French National Assembly member Thierry Frappe spoke for many when he said, "I've been to a lot of shows before, but this is the first time I've ever seen a show of this quality. It's part dream, part enchantment. The color, the dance, the dreams, the sets, everything is absolutely remarkable." New York City's Lincoln Center hosted 18 sold-out performances. Audience members praised Shenyun's beautiful production and hopeful message. Frederick Newcomb, investment banker and president of a financial service company, said, "The presentation and the message were one, and it conveyed it perfectly. The future of the world is in our hands. We won't outlive it, but it will outlive us. And the good work that's being done like this will transcend time." Michael Cogdell, a news anchor in Greenville, South Carolina, said, "You can't watch this and not be happy. There is such happiness. Even though there is repression from communist China, there is an evolution through it. Humanity evolves beyond such dreadfulness. It's just happiness throughout. The art of happy." In Lausanne, Switzerland, Geneva City councillor Daniel Danny Pastor attended the performance on February 21st at the Théâtre de Beaulieu and said Shenyun was unlike any other performance. "I've seen a lot of shows in my life, but this is the first time I've seen a show like this, and really I'm blown away," Mr. Pastor said. "I found the show extraordinary. It's unimaginable. The technique, the coordination, it's all so finely tuned, down to the last thousandth of a millimeter. Everything is extraordinary." In Australia, member of the Victorian Legislative Council Anne-Marie Hermans enjoyed the opening night performance at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre on the evening of February 14th, which kicked off Shenyun's Australian tour. "It was absolutely spectacular. It was beautiful, it was bold, and it was brilliant," she said. "I think some of the most incredible dancing and storytelling that I've ever seen. It's just been an amazing experience. It's so beautiful and, at times, very incredibly emotional," she added. "It's telling stories of people, and it's telling stories of the human spirit." Archbishop Makarios, the head of the Greek Orthodox Church in Australia, attended a performance in Sydney on February 26th and days later wrote the company a letter to extend his heartfelt congratulations for the artists' brilliant artistic revival of a divinely inspired culture. "Through this rich and most captivating performance, you offer a beautiful and spiritual message to the wider society, which is of the utmost importance in our current days," Archbishop Makarios wrote in a March 3rd letter to the Shenyun cast, crew, and production team, which was shared with local presenters of the performance. "This testimony of cultural and spiritual revival is not only paramount for the people of China, but it sends a pertinent message to the whole world. Positive energy." Many audience members voiced their support for Shenyun's mission of reviving traditional Chinese culture before communism. They commented on the positive energy they felt during performances and messages of hope and beauty that touched their hearts. Antonio Martinez Pastor, a regional councillor of Murcia, Spain, said, "We are all very enthusiastic because the truth is that transmits a lot of positive energy." JJ Anderson, a director of finance and biotech in Escondido, California, said, "I think what's great about is that it's kindness and compassion. It doesn't matter what you believe. Just be nice to each other. Be kind, be compassionate, be tolerant. That's the message I get. Love, kindness, compassion wins out every time." When he saw Shenyun in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Dental surgeon William Ortega de Souza said that Shenyun brings a different feeling, good energy, and a connection with the divine. It gives that warm feeling in the heart when we see culture really showcased. People need to know this beautiful culture and that in own country, they can't express themselves, he said. Ana Augusto, an entrepreneur in San Juan, Puerto Rico, said, "They bring hope, they bring happiness. We are living right now in a moment that is so hard with everything. And then you come here and you feel relaxed and connected and that heavenly atmosphere that we need." Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn described Shenyun as a miracle. "I found Shenyun was really a testimony to the true nature of what China could be if they were given an opportunity to be free, an opportunity to have a true Chinese culture that goes back thousands and thousands of years," said Mr. Flynn, who once served in the Asia-Pacific Theater. It's a very brilliant way to show the true culture of China. Threats and attacks. As the popularity of Shenyun continues to grow, performers and staff have found themselves increasingly threatened and harassed by the Chinese communist regime. A whistleblower who spoke with the Epoch Times revealed that China's Ministry of State Security is personally leading a smear campaign against the artists in the United States. Members of Shenyun have also made public 130 documented cases of attempted sabotage, often linked directly to the CCP and its consulates and embassies around the world. For example, in February, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts was evacuated over a bomb threat on the morning of Shenyun's opening performance. At a press conference at New York City's Lincoln Center in March, Kay Rubisek, mother of two Shenyun dancers, announced a petition by dancers, parents, and staff asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate. The petition also calls on Congress and the president to take action to stop the attacks and on the U.S. media to expose gross distortions and false narratives perpetrated by Beijing. Such threats, however, have not been able to diminish the enthusiasm audiences exhibit for Shenyun, which is already preparing an all-new production for 2026. The Epoch Times is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. "We have covered audience reactions since Shenyun's inception in 2006.